Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. What's going on, guys?
I've had a pretty good day. Ooh. How'd your day go before you got in here? What'd you do? Who cares? Ask me what I do.
Carrie, sorry, I've got quite a pressing question for you. What did you do before you got in here?
Just did a DJ lesson.
Oh, yeah. Did ya?
Yeah, just a Tuesday morning tune off.
Tune off. I thought DJ Queef was across it all.
DJ Keith is my name, and I'm still learning, but I had a lesson. How's this? By another Carrie.
Did you?
Yes. There's DJ Carrie. Actually, that's not her name. I'm not going to reveal her actual name until we talk to her. Ooh. But there's another Carrie that works in our office that is a DJ. So Carrie's teaching Carrie to DJ.
If I find out her DJ name is Tiesto and we've got one of the biggest stars working with us, I am going to be shocked and excited.
What if we find out it's DJ Queef and they're both chasing
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what we tried to mix today? A bit of the new Beyonce song.
Tried to. Really.
any
I'm learning. Songs. You know the new Beyonce song?
Yeah.
Texas Hold'em.
That one.
Everybody on the dance floor, Texas Max Max is up next. This is DJ Queef.
With Jolene. Yes. For some reason, the only album of music we had access to was country.
Okay.
She goes, I normally do house. And I'm like, yeah, I like R&B. And then we're like, but country's what we're doing.
Country's
today.
Good. It's still a learning process. That's good.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun. What's happening on the show today?
Because we've got a big show today. I'm going to do something. I'm going to attempt the impossible and clean up the internet a bit. But also, I've got some big news about one of your idols. Guess what, mate? Maybe everything that you know about this person is false. They might be getting cancelled.
And if you love the song Lose Control, the one and only Teddy Swims joins us after four.
Big.
But up next, I've been burnt.
Have you?
I spent money on something and it's disappointed me.
DJ
We're
Dex?
Talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're going to have that argument we just had. We had a different argument to what we're about to talk about next. We're going to have that argument on air at some point.
Well, I can say what it is. If
it
we're not going to do
most
it
most visual content we've ever done.
Yeah, Carrie doesn't know what colour her eyes are.
I'm fully aware what colour my eyes
are. They're blue.
I don't have blue eyes, though.
You do. Let's do this other thing.
Where did you steal those from?
Stop.
They're not.
If we're not going to do it.
They change sometimes, but the resting colour is green.
Carrie, if we're not going to do it now, let's not do it now.
But you can't tell someone who has the eyes what colour they're. I mean, to be fair,
yes,
I can't see
you
them.
Can't say it.
Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. Because right now, I've got to talk about my Louis Vuitton handbag.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Is this some kind of endorsement?
So, oh, God, imagine if I got a Louis Vuitton. I'm not.
It's sounding like
I'm
fishing.
I'm not their target market, I don't reckon.
Why not?
Because I am too much of a mess to be Louis Vuitton's
ambassador. But you've got a Louis Vuitton bag.
So, you know how I ducked over to Bali at the beginning of the year?
Yes.
For the first time in my life when I was there, I was walking past the bag stores and I was like, saw the Prada and I saw the, you know, the Gucci and all of the different handbags.
No, I can't even think of other designers.
And well, because I don't have designer handbags. I don't buy designer handbags.
But you've got a Louis Vuitton.
The only one I had, I got made a few years ago by a rip-off guy that made it look like it was a real Chanel bag, but it cost me $250.
$250 is
yes.
a lot for
well,
a rip-off.
That's a lot compared to what I got three. I bargained down in Bali. I got three different designer handbags, including my Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
For the equivalent of about $75 Australian dollars.
Whoa, what were they trying to sting at the start?
oh, it was the equivalent of $400 Australian at the start. And I was like, I'm
walking away.
I did.
I'm walking away.
I said, no, thank you. And I walked out of the store and then hid around the corner for a few minutes. You know, and then casually walked back past and he goes, okay, $200. I was like, nah. I'm leaving. My plane leaves in an hour.
My plane leaves now. You've got to get to the airport. It's an international flight.
You're late.
If any, you've missed it.
Yeah.
You've got heaps of time. You know, I got told they give people different bags. Say if you're buying a bag, the bag to put it in, if you're a real jerk with your bargaining, they give you a different bag to if you settled very quickly. And so other stores know if you come in with the stripy bag, they're like, oh, don't even bother. She's going to
absolutely
screw you. Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't get a stripy bag, but I got a dud bag because my Louis Vuitton. So we went to go out that night. And I thought, I'm not going to take the Louis out.
Oh, you don't want to ruin it.
I don't want to ruin it. I want to save it for a nice night. So I waited till I got home, and the first night I took it out, the handle broke, and I was on all fours on the dance floor trying to find the latch that had flung off somewhere on the dance floor. Anyway, I went into the bathroom and I did a DIY job, and I repaired it, and it was working. It was back again. And I was like, Louis's back in action.
Yeah.
And then the next time I went out again, the same clip broke off.
No way.
And underneath
after your DIY fix job.
I know. I looked at it properly and realized it was rusted.
No.
I was like,
no.
So then
I'm starting to think
I
these rip-offs might
not
be as
good. Put it under my arm, a bit of a clutch type scenario. So it wasn't an over-the-shoulder for that night.
No,
it was just a tight
change. It's a hold on to it for dear life because it's rusty.
I got home and I super glued the handle back on. And then that came off when I was out. I've not taken Louis out for one night and had Louis stay in full tact. Louis's a mess by the time I get home every single time.
Much like you. I would love if one night you took it out and you forgot that you put super glue on it and so you put it under your arm and hold it in place and then you had your Louis Vuitton
bag. It would be so handy though. Because then it would just stay under there and I could dance and stuff and I wouldn't have to put it in the center of the circle. Gosh. I could keep it under.
Is this the new invention? Just super gluing bags to yourself.
Anyway, so now my last job, what I've done is the thing fell off again. So I cut a hole. I've poked a hole into it and I've made a new area for the latch to hold onto that's actually through the leather. Ain't leather, but whatever the fabric is, through that.
Plastic.
So instead of it being on the metal bit, it's now through the actual bag.
But people would have to do that with the real ones all the time.
Oh, I just can't justify it. It's too much money.
Yeah, I agree. But I also think there is plenty of people that would see you with a Louis Vuitton bag and not bat an eyelid.
What, and think it was real Louis Vuitton?
Yes.
Well, I've been trying to look at it because I don't know what a new one looks like. I don't know the difference if it's missing like a eye or missing a, you know, the name's always is slightly weird.
Do you remember the great story that our web guy Eli told us where he goes, apparently, that when you buy one overseas, there's a chance you'll get a real one because they use the real one to copy off.
See, if they're accidentally slipping in a real Louis Vuitton and giving it to me as a part of a 3-for-1 deal at $75.
Oh, my God, guys, we gave her it for $25.
And what? I gave her the stripy bag to put it in. This is a disaster.
God. What do they, I don't even know what a Louis Vuitton bag
I have
would
absolutely
cost.
No idea.
Are we talking thousands?
Absolutely thousands, but I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I don't have a designer handbag.
Like 10, sorry, you've told me you don't know.
Someone can Google it. I'll show you the bag I've got. We'll see what it's actually worth.
Because I reckon people would be surprised that, like I said, you're rocking a fake. Can we get people to call on 13 1060? I'm just being told the price. $5,000.
Oh, I reckon the one, because mine was quite an oversized one.
Oh, yours is
because I take a lot for
a more expensive, do you reckon?
Oh, my God.
Do the cable ties come with it or?
People are gross, aren't they? Anyway, there you go. Thank you, Jay.
I can't use a handbag once it gets a bit funny. Like once stuff starts gathering at the bottom, I have to swap it over.
Oh, so that's why you buy the disposable.
So I buy
a cheap one. Are you joking?
I buy cheap ones so that I don't have to use ones that get a bit funny.
Half the time you bring your bag into work and there's human hair sticking out.
Yeah, but that's only a week worth of doing that. They get gross with kids.
Hey, can
quickly.
We get people to call in on 13 1060 and we'll find out a bit about them and then we have to guess whether they've got a real or a fake designer bag?
Yes.
Because, like I said, I reckon people would be shocked that you had a fake and maybe people will shock us again. Give us a call 13 1060. Tell us a bit about yourself and we guess whether you've got a real designer handbag or a knockoff.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Teddy Swims is going to be joining us very soon.
But right now, Louis keeps letting me down.
Yes.
My Louis Vuitton that I bought in Bali.
L-E-W-I-E.
Imagine if that's what Louis. It's
on. So we're asking the question on 131060. Have you got a real or fake bag?
Because mine was a fake one and it keeps breaking, but I'm determined to push on with him.
And again, well, I think you can because, and I think it's a great sign that I think you would rock a real one because
you assumed I had a real one.
And, well, I just reckon you can get away with having fake everything.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, not bad. G'day, Mel.
Hi.
Mel, tell us a bit about yourself.
I have been in a relationship with my Louis for about 6.5 years.
Six and a half years. Well, Carrie,
the accent's not helping you, Mel.
Yeah. it's given off
big. It's got a real prue, it's got, you know.
Yes. No, that's probably because I'm South African.
Are you, Mel?
Oh. Yes. I don't know what that does to my guess, the South African.
Okay, tell us a bit more about yourself, Mel.
So I work for the Environmental Protection Authority of Victoria. I'm a project coordinator for them. I'm married. Mm-hmm. I'm 40. Mm-hmm. I have a 10-year-old daughter.
I know this is a rude question, Mel, because you could have well done this on your own merit, and so I don't want to imply that maybe you don't make enough money independently. I would never do such a thing. But what does your husband do?
He works for Fulton Hogan. He's the construction director.
It's feeling, Carrie, just given the time on, how long have you had yours?
About 2 months.
And how many times has it fallen apart?
Since day one, maybe 6 times.
Yeah, and so Mel's had hers for 6.5 years.
I'm going, it's a real one. Mel is the real deal.
I'm locking it in too, Mel. Is it real or is it fake?
No, it's real.
Well done, Mel. Well done. Woo!
And what song are we going to use for fake?
I'm fake.
Got that fire.
Mel, was I completely wrong and did you buy it of your own merit or was it a present from hubby?
I bought it on my own merit.
Well done, Mel. Good on you.
I wanted one for myself.
Yeah.
I've always wanted one and I thought it'd be nice to have to give it to my daughter one day.
Yeah, good on you, Mel. And Mel, just to give us a kind of how far I was off with the present, Mark, what was the last present that your hubby got you?
God.
Yep, that's about
it. Actually, no. You'll probably piss yourself at this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I own a horse as well. Generally speaking, I always say to him, just give me horseland vouchers.
Yes.
He gave me a $300 horseland voucher and lotto tickets for Christmas.
Oh, no, it's
I mean, if
good.
You'd led with the horse information early on, it would have really made it all a lot easier, Mel.
Good
I
on
love
you, Mel.
Mel. Good on you. What about Natalie? Hey, Nat.
Hi, how are you?
Do you own a horse?
No, I don't own a horse, unfortunately.
Do you own
get the early questions out the way?
A racing greyhound?
No, I've got a cavoodle in the car with me at the moment.
A cavoodle?
Ooh,
interesting.
Could design a dog.
Natalie, what do you do with
yourself? Is it real or fake, though?
So I started my relationship with my first Louis Vuitton back 4 years ago for my 19th birthday. I was a flight attendant for 4.5 years, and I've just started working as a midwife this year.
Oh, great. Great job being a midwife. That's wonderful.
If you're a flight attendant, it means you're getting duty free. That could mean.
Is that what you were thinking? I thought it meant you're going to Bali.
Yeah.
I'm going to say knock off.
I'm going to say fake.
No, it's real.
It's real.
Where did you get it from, Natalie? Somewhere exotic?
No, I actually got it from the Louis Vuitton store out the front of Crown in Melbourne. I wore it on my 21st birthday 2 years ago and I fell over out the front of the venue and I scuffed the front of it.
To be fair, I feel like you deserve that if you're 21 rocking a Louis Vuitton at your 21st, Natalie. Like, where do you go from there?
I know. And then I bought a YSL one after I did that.
Eve
to spoil myself for my 21st birthday.
Yves Saint Laurent.
I think so.
Okay.
Good on you,
Nat. Thank you. G'day, Tiana.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Tiana, can you tell us just a bit about yourself? What do you do for a job? Do you have a partner? All those things.
Yeah, so I have got a partner of almost 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a bank. I'm a banker.
Okay.
My partner is a Sparky electrician.
How long have you had your Louis for?
Oh, I'm going to say my Marc Jacobs, actually.
Oh, I got one of them in my 3-for-1 deal.
About 8 months.
I've got the tote bag here, Marc Jacobs tote bag.
Is that
came down to about $20.
Okay. So, Kerry, what do you think? Do you think Tiana's – and sorry, how long have you had your Marc Jacobs?
About 8 months.
Oh, 8 months. Sorry, you said that. I missed it. I was looking at Kerry's one.
I'm going fake.
Ooh, I'm going to say real as well.
Tiana.
Okay. Kerry. You got it. It's a fakie.
Oh, yes. Carrie, well done.
25 Australian dollars.
How much?
25 Australian dollars.
Good on you.
Gold barley. Garlic lane.
Uh-oh. And did you only get one and it was 25? Because Carrie thought she got it.
No, I got another one. I got the cute little Marc Jacobs handbag too. That was about 10.
Do I need a Marc Jacobs bag?
Get a Marc in your life.
Is that what
I'll
I need?
I'll have a Louis. You have a Marc.
I've often thought about dabbling. G'day, Matt.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Matt, I wasn't expecting a mail to call, but it's very nice to have you as part of it.
Oh,
can you tell us a bit about the...
not a bag, before we start.
Oh, okay, what is it?
Probably guess.
Is it
a watch?
It's a wallet.
It's a wallet.
People rock wallets still.
Do people rock wallets? What brand is it?
All up, get insulted.
Hey, no, you're right.
I mean, you absolutely did. what brand wallet is it, Matt?
It's a Louis Vuitton.
Oh.
And very classy.
Matt, you sound very classy. I think the sentence very classy is a giveaway. It would have been up there as if you said, oh, it's pretty snazzy. It's pretty schmicko. I'm happy to say on the basis of very snazzy that it's fake, Gary. But would you need more questions?
Just tell me, I just want one more bit of information. What do you keep in your wallet, Matt?
Lots and lots of cash.
He's definitely a fake.
Yeah.
I can give you this detail. It's sitting in my pocket as I sit in a Bobcat currently.
Ooh.
So going off that, yeah, have a guess.
I'm saying fake.
I'm saying fake too.
It's real.
Is it?
Oh, Maddie.
Let's get into real Bobcat
wallet.
Driving.
Oh, it's not authentic. It's a real wallet.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy doing it all thanks to the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Oh, Teddy Swims is not far away. If you don't know his music, A, it's beautiful, and B, his story is wild.
Do you know where his name comes from?
Tell me.
Teddy was a nickname he had at high school, but SWIM stands for someone who isn't me sometimes.
Wow.
There you go.
He's joining us just after four, but Bicker's up next. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think the person you look up to the most in this world might be a fraud.
And this is making you happy because the giant smile on your face.
Mm-mm,
Why are you trying to crash my dreams?
No, it actually pains me.
It actually pains me. You are the giant pain in everyone's backside.
I'm actually in pain.
The smile is hurting his face.
I'm in pain. And you are going to hear more of this pain next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because
shatter my dreams. Come on.
Oh, it really pains me to do this, but I think someone that you look up to, I'm going to say almost most of anyone that you kind of speak about in this world, I think might be a fraud.
Carrie Bickmore's about to get shetty. It's Shet O'Clock.
No.
You've got to be shetting me. It's shetty time.
Jay Shetty, my hero.
Because there's a big...
My algorithm on my Instagram pretty much only feeds me Jay Shetty.
Yeah.
That's all I
Oh, we know, mate. All your content curating.
It's so Jay Shetty. Even when I discovered that Jay Shetty was just bringing together quotes from other inspirational people, still love him.
Well, we are going to touch on that because people who don't know Jay Shetty, he's 36. He's a life coach who built his self-help empire on the premise that he had a spiritual awakening that inspired him to go and live in India as a monk.
I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, you've read Think Like a Monk, haven't you?
No.
Oh, I
didn't even know he had a book.
I've read. He's a two-time.
I've just got his Instagram account.
He's a two-time best-selling author. Oh. Think Like a Monk was his first one, and he's gone on. He's buried deep in the A-list community now. He officiated Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's wedding.
Yes, we spoke to J-Lo about that.
He has interviewed all of the big people around the world, from Michelle Obama to he did one of Kobe Bryant's last interviews before he passed. He has one of the most subscribed to podcasts in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a big deal.
Yeah.
Jay Shetty is a big deal.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, back in 2019, a influencer, Nicole Arbour, she published a video that Jay Shetty is full of shit. Right?
Shit.
That's what she did. Shit. I should have said that. You guys are better. Thank you. And she alleged what we have mentioned on this show before, which is a lot of the things that he posts on his site are actually just credited to other people, and you thought they were all Jay Shetty quotes
because
it does look
fair,
like that.
He does have the credit of who the person is.
So that's only recent.
Is it?
Because she reckons that he built his empire at the start from just stealing people's content. And she said creators sent email after email begging him to take the post down or at the very least credit
them.
And he just didn't.
Oh,
so that is a new
shitty thing.
But that was back in 2019. Now The Guardian have released a huge article about him basically picking holes in his story. Now, the article itself is 10 pages long because
I don't have time for that now.
It can start with, do you want just a little while?
Also, on his Instagram, he like tries to get those 10 pages down to a cute little like phrase or a little quote. So if you could
just, the Guardian have Instagram slides?
Don't know about that. Because so just one of them, Shetty writes in his book that he had a life-changing interaction with a monk, right? And he said it absolutely turned his life around. And he has said on separate occasions that this happened when he was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And another occasion he said it happened when he was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Another one he said 20. Another one he said 21, which has cast some doubt over his life-changing interaction with a monk.
Memories, you know. What happened when you're 18? Could have been 30.
Well, so
could have been 10.
Let's focus on the time that he went and spent in India.
Oh,
when he
tell
said
me about it.
So he said he lived over there.
Yeah.
And he was actually over there, and he's talked about this on numerous talk shows and public appearances, and he said that he spent so long over there that when he emerged from monastic life in 2013.
That's what they call it when you live like
the
a
monastery,
monk.
I guess.
Monastic
yes.
life.
He was so far removed from the material world that, and this is his quote, "I didn't know who the Prime Minister was. I didn't know who won the World Cup."
Where's he from?
He's British.
Right. Oh.
Yes. I'm 90% sure of that.
Yes.
Am I? Yeah. Anyway.
But that can happen. You know, like there was a period of time that if you were only behind closed doors for a week, you wouldn't have known who our Prime Minister was.
Yes,
changing
sure.
all the time. Like that, I think that's reasonable.
I haven't even said anything about it. That's just his quote.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yes.
So he said he spent so long over there that when he emerged to the material world, it was shocking and he didn't know any of these things. They've gone back and interviewed ex-girlfriends from that time. And one of his girlfriends said he went to India probably once during a year and a half that I was with him, and that was for 2 weeks. I saw him in sweatpants more than I saw him in robes. So
the craziest thing about that is it's pretty hot in India.
I know. Like, sweatpants. They sweat.
Yeah.
They'd be sweaty.
No,
pants.
No,
sweaty
Shetty.
No, no. He had his robes over there, but it was only there for 2 weeks.
Oh, true.
So him emerging back into the material world would have been pretty easy.
Yeah.
Unless it happened to be the exact 2 weeks,
but maybe
that
the
Prime
was the
Minister
2 weeks.
Change and the World
exactly.
Cup happened.
Exactly, and that he met the monk, and maybe
so it could
life
all still
can
be
change
true.
Pretty quickly, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the article does say, and it sums it up in quite a nice touch, I think, because it says Shetty has not commented on these allegations in the story, but he has continued to post his material, including this. "You will never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresher air." And so that's his way, I guess, of saying, you know, I don't want to get sucked into toxicity. Mm. Of course,
good
that
quote,
was attributed in small text to another content creator. So that wasn't his actual words.
Oh, just using other people's gear.
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you think? Because
I don't know. Because I just like to think of Jay the way I see him, which is his cute little quotes on Instagram.
From other people.
I don't care if he didn't spend 9 months in India or if he likes sweatpants. It doesn't really bother me.
9 months is even a funny time to pitch. Like, I didn't mention 9 months anywhere.
See,
I see she's taken on the Shetty ideals.
So I know. She's
just making up the story.
She's just making up stuff that hasn't been mentioned. Or maybe it was mentioned on another radio show. Yeah.
What would you like me to do with this information now? Would you like me to unfollow Shetty? Would you like Shetty time to stop being a part of our regular programming?
I just wonder if he's built a legacy on a lie and he never lived in India and he never actually lived like a monk. Can he tell you how to think like a monk and do a spiritual whole worldwide multi-million dollar business just using other people's quotes on Instagram?
People would get jobs like that all the time, though. Say there was something, they travelled somewhere, they used to be something, and none of it. It'd just all be BS. And what? They'd say it, they'd get the job, and then they'd be in the job going, wonder if anyone will notice that I never did that degree.
I guess the slight difference is, if you say that, do that on a building site, and then you build the site by just getting other people to come in and build
that's
bits of it.
That's smart, though.
And
that's
you don't
very
pay
smart.
Them. 13 10 60. When did you lie to get the gig?
Yes, great.
Great. Give us a call.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up after 4 o'clock, Teddy Swims is on the show.
Yes, that is very exciting. But right now, we are talking about Carrie's spiritual guru, Jay Shetty. And Shetty a damning article has come out, a 10-page article in The Guardian, saying that maybe he's full of shit and that all he built his empire on other people's quotes and the time he went and lived in India for so long that he found
months.
It... He found it difficult. Again, you've just picked
just
numbers.
Up.
Went from 9 months to 18.
But it was so hard to emerge from monastic life and the material world. He's been removed for so long that he didn't know who the Prime Minister was. He didn't know who won the World Cup, all of this stuff. And then a girlfriend that at the time had said, what do you mean? He went to India once for 2 weeks and he never did any of
that's
that
that's just
stuff.
A grumpy ex. You
but
know.
He has rebutted it with a quote that he has put on his Instagram saying, you will never see how toxic someone is until you breathe fresh air. Of course, not his words. He attributed it to a smaller content.
I didn't realise till producer Georgia said it. Do you know he runs courses?
The Jay Shetty Certification School.
Certification.
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 School. Did I get school?
I can go to Shetty School.
You can go to Shetty School.
How much would it cost me to go to Shetty School?
So it's a 4 to 6 month course, mm-hmm. and it's only $7,500.
Whew.
4 to 6, and they'll just change it for you whenever you want. That's, right. Could be 4 to 6 months, could be 2 weeks.
It'll be 2 weeks and you get to wear sweatpants the whole time.
Yeah, crazy as.
So we've asked on 13 10 60, what did you lie to get your way into a job?
Yes.
Jesse, you said you lied to get your way into, I'm hoping, not this job.
No, not this job. It was a job as a water ski coach on a summer camp in the States.
Mm-hmm. And water ski coach.
As a coach. And at that point in my life, I had water skied exactly once.
Yep.
And they said, can you water ski? And so I said, yes, because technically I could. And they just didn't follow up any more questions. And so I ended
up. No harm, no foul. Like, did anything happen to anyone during your coaching time?
Not that I want to talk about on air.
Mm. Nah, great. Sweet.
And certainly no water skiing happened to them because they were being coached by a man
but
who
also,
didn't know how.
If you're the coach, you don't have to do the skiing. You
that's
just
exactly
yell from
what
the boat.
I thought.
So,
I just
really,
have to drive the boat and yell at kids.
So, and just say, stand up more.
Yeah, stop falling over.
Ski, you idiot.
Yeah.
Ski. G'day, Wendy.
Hello.
Wendy, have you lied to get the gig?
Yes, I did. I moved to Scotland and I went to work at Edinburgh Airport and I pretended I was an exclusive chef in Australia.
Yes.
I wasn't. I haven't cooked. I did nothing. Nothing. Yeah. I ended up cooking for all the airlines and doing stuff like that. And then they asked me for an Australian recipe. Back then we didn't have phones. So I had to ring my mum and dad at some ungodly hour in the morning and ask him how to make a kangaroo pie.
How'd you get hold of kangaroo over there?
No, I didn't. I just had to pretend that I used to make it.
That's great, Wendy. How
and then they put me on. They put me on the front page of the Trust House 40 magazine.
How long did you last in the gig?
4 years.
Wow,
Wendy.
And was there any moments, like obviously there's the kangaroo pie moment, but was there any moments that you were a disaster on the job and in hindsight you were like, I don't think that would have happened if they actually had a chef?
Correct, but I just pretended the
That's
whole
great.
Time.
Good on you, Wendy.
I pretended.
Well done, Wendy.
Do you, hey, Wendy, while we've got you, have you heard of Jay Shetty?
No.
No. Get on board. He's awesome.
I'll have to. I'll have to Google it now.
Yep. Yeah, yes. So he's going to get him more followers.
Sorry, I want to ask Wendy one more question. Wendy, by the end of your 4 years, were you an accomplished cook?
Oh, yeah, I pretended I was because I ended up getting married to someone over there, so they just left. marry a Scotsman.
But could you cook?
Yeah. But the funniest thing,
yeah,
instead of cooking 6 potatoes, I used to cook 60 potatoes because I used to cook for so many people. So me and my husband had like endless amount of food.
But hang on.
But sure, I could cook.
But
I could cook.
I understand that when you're working for the air.
I lied.
I get it, Wens, yep. But surely you looked around your house and you didn't think there were 60 people there.
No, I didn't. But because I was so used to cooking for like so many airlines.
That makes no sense, Wendy.
No, it's like when you have a big family and the kids move lying. Out of
I
home.
I don't reckon
and
Wendy
still,
was ever married. That's what I'm saying.
The lie's
the
very
big
good.
Family. Yeah.
What? It's like when you, what?
Nothing. Just when you have a big family and then the kids move out of home and when it's just you and your partner and you're used to cooking for a big family, you still cook big meals even though they're not there anymore.
But that's six, what you cook for 60 when there's two of you.
Caroline.
I don't think muscle memory quite. Like imagine the trolley full of stuff and how much, and at no point you think there's only two of us.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, guys. How are you? Love
yeah,
the show.
Good. What job did you lie at?
So I managed to get a job valuing diamonds. Unfortunately, I had no experience valuing diamonds at all. My job had been selling jewellery at Victoria Market.
And oh, my God.
When the job came up and I went for the interview, I thought it was just selling jewellery. And they said, oh, you know, how would you go? You know, we need you to value the diamonds. And I said, no worries at all. Until I got the first stash on my desk and I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah. Did you just make it up?
Well, I had a couple of sort of cards, you know, if it's this colour. And then I sort of look it up and I go, yeah, that's sort of close. Measure the size, yeah, that's kind of close. But unfortunately, I only held the job for about 3 or 4 weeks, given that my pricing was just so wrong. So, yeah.
Like, were you overshooting it? Were people getting like an amazing deal with Caroline, or were they absolutely getting like taken for a ride?
It was kind of, you know, take your pick. Sometimes it was a great deal, sometimes it wasn't.
But I have a theory, Caroline, and tell me if I'm wrong. I reckon you could give a really wealthy person that only wears like the most expensive carat of diamonds a really good looking fake and a big one, but put it in a fancy container and give, you know, sell it at a fancy jewelry store.
Nice
and I reckon you could fool them. I reckon it's all a crock.
100%. They look no difference to me. You know, one's a little bit more yellow than the other, but you know, go figure. You know, if I price it at that price, that's what it's worth.
I reckon this is a great hint for people that if someone is selling you a diamond and they give it to you in a container,
it's a Tupperware.
I don't reckon it's worth it much.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And there are still heaps to come, the Sarvo.
Ooh, there is heaps still to come. I can't believe I'm taking this tact, but I think the internet is being too negative. And later on, I'm going to single-handedly try and clean it up a bit.
Good luck with that.
Mm.
Up next, though, our next guest, Journey, started out doing YouTube covers. He now travels the world. He's already done 2 sold-out tours down under. He's got a third on the way. Teddy Swims, the man of this song we're about to play now, will join us after this.
This is Lose Control.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Teddy Swims, that's Lose Control. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Sarvo.
Oh, my God. That song has spent 28 weeks in the charts. It's an absolute tune, and the man behind that silky, smooth voice joins us now. It's Teddy Swims.
You know it.
Teddy, honestly, we have a to-do list to get through. We have so many questions for you. We are fascinated by you musically, by what your eyelids being tattooed. There's so many things. Where do we start? What's the most exciting place to start with you, Teddy?
I don't know, man. I talk about myself a lot, you know, so I'm not, you know, I kind of get bored of me, so I'm just glad you like
it. Okay, can we start with your tattooed eyelids then? Because I'm fascinated, because Tommy, who I work with here, is fully tattooed, but he's soft. He hasn't done his eyelids. No, talk to us about getting your eyelids done.
Well, you got your back done all the way, though?
No, I've still got some space on my back. And my face is completely so clean, bad, so man. I've done nothing compared to you, Teddy. And I'm sorry for being so piss weak.
Oh no, it's okay, man. I've been working on my back. I haven't touched it in like 3 years. It hurts so bad. And the older I'm getting, man, the worse it They're the worst they're getting, dude. I'm like, want to finish, but I'm too scared. I'm soft. Don't worry, dog.
It's insane, though. When people tell me, they're like, when somebody says to me that they quite like the feeling of getting a tattoo, I'm like, stop lying to yourself and the world. It takes a long time and it hurts. Yeah.
When I was like 18, sure, I was like, maybe I had something to prove. And I was like, yeah, I love this. But I don't know. It's like the first time when you're like way too young to drink alcohol and you drink your first sip of vodka and you're like, oh, this is delicious. It's like, no, it's not.
What's your favorite tat you've got?
I would probably say there's one right on my calf, on my right calf. And it's a picture of my best friend, Derek, who has done a bunch of my work for me. And, you know, throughout my whole body, you can see him like kind of growing as a tattoo artist, as I was growing as an artist. And we did a lot of stuff together. And he didn't want to do portraits. So I was like, well, why don't you just do your first portrait of you on me? So that way you're not going to make yourself look stupid on your best friend. And, you know, so now I carry him around with me everywhere I go. And that's my best pal, man. So it's great to, you know, just always, it's always a reminder. He's everywhere I go with me, you know.
That is very sweet. And we have, I've got so much to ask you about your tour, but I just want one question about the eyelids quickly, because my friend got his appendage tattooed and they needed to stretch it over a bottle while they did it. And I was wondering, with your eyelids, do they have to pull them out from your face to do it?
No, it's just a very small needle.
Okay.
So, you know, it's quite strange though, because when you know that needle bounces at like 100 miles an hour or something. So you do feel your eyeball like doing the bounce kind of like, so it does make you kind of cry underneath and you're like, I mean, it's a terrifying thing. And you're like, if I open my eyes, I'm like never going to see again. So I just need to just, like, keep them shut at all costs. And my buddy Derek did these too. And so it was also one of those things too, where you're like, do you let some guy that never tattooed eyelids that you trust with everything tattoo you? Or do you let some guy you don't know that does tattoo eyelids a lot tattoo you? And I went with my best friend. Thank God I could still see today. So everything's fine. But I don't know if that has, but as far as getting an appendage done, I would say, yes, a strong man. I would be more like a hi and not a hello on me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Can we talk about your angelic voice? You should never, looks can be deceiving, because I didn't know what you looked like when I first heard your song, your therapy song. And then when I heard it, I was like, who is this man? What is this voice? And then I saw you and I would not have put that voice with you. And now obviously it's synonymous and it's all I think of. Where did your angelic voice come from and your smooth sound? Like when did you decide that was the direction you were going?
Well, I'm very lucky to be from Georgia. You know, we have the best things, I think, in the world as far as soul music goes, country music and R&B and hip hop. You know, in Georgia, there's James Brown, there's Otis Redding, there's Usher, there's and Gucci Mane, there's you know, Ray Charles, there's just like all the best music in them, I think, as far as all hip hop and country and soul music. And there's a real melting pot of culture and music. And I'm very, very fortunate to have been from Atlanta and got to soak a lot of that stuff in. I mean, you know, Outkast, I mean, the list goes on and on of people who have come from Georgia that are just truly remarkable talent. And especially as far as soul and amazing singers go, I think there's just a piece that lives in Atlanta that, you know, I hope everybody at one point gets to see in their life.
I imagine, because Carrie mentioned then your voice is very much like kind of honey. It's so beautiful to listen to, but it's not always been your style. You used to front a much heavier band, like a metal band. Now I imagine those energies in the shows are very different. Are you still having as much fun on stage? Is it more fun? How different is it?
Yeah, and you know, most of the, like all the guys that are in my band is still some of the guys, like the guys that I've played with my whole life, and you know, a couple of them I've played in metal bands with, and so there's always still some rock and roll to the whole thing. You know, we still and I mean, you come in and catch us at a sound check, still getting down to a breakdown or two, and scratching the itch every once in a while. So We keep it. We, you know, I'm still a metal kid at heart, and will be. So we'll scratch the itch, man. We'll write some stuff every once in a while too, like that. But as far as it coming out, I don't know. Hopefully, one day I can just like release a, I don't know, just a throwaway band with some heavy stuff on it. You know, just to just to get it out, man, because I miss it. I would love to just tour like that, you know, and just do it again one more time and watch kids just circling up and
yes.
hitting each other. You know, I just miss it. I do miss it. I miss the stage dives and stuff. Man. Well, not that I'm a little too big to stage dive. I've never done that, but I'm just saying, but with other smaller people in my band can do that.
I mean, if you want, Teddy, I'm going to be in your crowd when you're in the country. I can get quite violent in the audience if you want.
You know, I just like, we have old ladies in the crowd now, man. Some of these ladies in wheelchairs. So I would just, you know, just try to stay away from the ADA section with that. You know what I mean?
No, I want to fight. I can win. Thanks, Teddy. I'm not above it. Teddy, we'd love to keep chatting to you. If you can stick around, I want to ask you about one of your covers you've done with one of my favorite artists. Here's a bit of it.
We'll do that with Teddy Swims up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo, and you'd know Teddy Swims from these amazing vocals. And he still joins us right now.
This is the I've tried everything but therapy tour. You did say in an interview that you'd go to therapy once the album was released. Have you been to therapy yet?
No. But, you know, we're you know, I'm taking the right steps. I think, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. I don't know. I've been a weenie about it. But, you know, we're I'm about to stop traveling for a bit and be at home, you know, and so we're going to, even if it's Zoom sessions and stuff, I'm going to meet up with somebody when I get back to LA and, you know, just, you know, kind of get my toes a little wet. And, but this has been such a whirlwind since I said that. It's been like, I mean, there's no excuse, but, you know, of course, I'm just like, you know what I mean? I'm just being a weenie. Let me tell you the truth.
What's the thing, if you don't mind me asking, you may not want to talk about, what's the thing you struggle with most? You're pretty open about your life and the struggles you've had. What's the one thing that keeps becoming the problem for you?
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's there's certain coping mechanisms I have and certain tics and things that I do that I don't know. Maybe I'm worried to know too much about. I don't know.
Interesting.
We talked about your range already and going from, you know, metal to kind of this beautiful soul and everything in between. Your Shania Twain cover of You're Still
so
the One
beautiful.
Is beautiful. Did it shock you when she reached out and said she loved it?
I was so less, and she's still something I grew up on and I listen to all the time. And I mean, I just did one of those like kitchen videos, you know, and she reshared it too again a few days ago. And I was so thrilled to see her just kind of share it. And I hope that one day I get a chance to just be in the same room with her. She's such a remarkable human being and still beautiful as the day is long. And I mean, I just, you know, what an angel. Like she's really good, the real deal. Like that's a superstar. You know, I would love to just get in a room, maybe write or just see if I can just ask questions. Like, how are you?
Oh my God. That's a duet the world needs. You and Shania Twain.
I would love it.
You know what you could do one day. And I mean, I would pay anything in the world to see this show. But covering all the genres you do, you could have a guest act. Like you could do a song with Shania Twain and then have Mudvayne or Slipknot or someone come out and do a song with them.
That would be crazy, yeah.
Wouldn't that be an amazing mega show?
It would be amazing, but, you know, they sell more tickets than I do, so it's good. You know, I don't know if I got quite the budget for that, my boy.
You're 31 now. You've worked so bloody hard. You've had some stumbling blocks along the way. There were moments where you were almost homeless. You've achieved such great success now, but looking back, what advice would you give to younger artists? You know, what would you, when you were 20, you could probably never have imagined that you'd be where you are now. What would you say to your younger self or younger artists?
To myself, I would say just be patient that it's going to come, because I think for me, now that this happening the way it's happening, I feel like I'm in a spot right now to where when it is for me, I'm ready for it. I think if it had been like a couple years ago, dog, I would have absolutely shattered my liver with that. You know what I mean? I don't know if I would have been able to be like, okay, and really handle that, you know, and be a man about it and have the pressure and all the things that come along with it. And so I think I'm in the place where I need it now. And I think to anybody, I think life has got its way of of giving you what you need when you need it, and just doing what it's supposed to do. And so just, I'd say get out of the way and don't be afraid to fail, because all those failures I had, you never learn anything from success. So all those failures I had along the way and all those things, I couldn't even listen to songs that never came out from like 4 years ago. And I'll hear like how I was on the way to what I was making now, you know, but I definitely, there's such a growth in so many ways, and I'm ready for it at this point in my life. And I think just patience is something I got tattooed on my face, you know,
is a reminder
all the time to just like, calm down, it's coming, you know, just stick your head down and work and love people, and it's all going to come to you.
Well, can I just ask one question? Our country's obsessed with Lose Control. It's just such an amazing tune. When I listen to it, what is it about?
So I was in a relationship with someone, and you know, we kind of built a lifestyle together, and a lot of these highs would be super high, and a lot of these lows would be super low, and it got to a point where we were kind of codependent on each other and the lifestyle we had together, and the way that we lived life together, and it wasn't conducive for, you know, mental health or health together. And sometimes you love somebody very much, and maybe you're not good for each other, and maybe you enable each other a lot to be someone you're not. And I think it was kind of about that. The substance in our relationship kind of became the substances and the things that we were doing and the lifestyle we were living. And we got codependent on each other and giving each other too much slack. And so I think it ended up being something super negative for us in the long haul. And it's kind of just about that and that and not knowing that there's a way out of those situations. And safe to say that there is a way out of that, and you can be safe and no bad blood at all towards it. It's like, we're both doing great now, and we're both, we just weren't, you know, it was not compatible in that way. And it was the wrong time and the wrong place. And so that song's just kind of about that.
Well, Teddy, we are so glad that all the success you've worked so hard for is come your way, and we can't wait to see you in the country. I've tried everything, but Therapy Tour is coming down under this July. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Head to frontiertouring.com for all the info. Teddy Swims, it's been our absolute pleasure.
We could talk
pleasure.
To you for
Thank
hours.
You.
You're fabulous, Teddy.
Well, we'll get the chance. I promise you that. We'll go get a drink.
That sounds great. We will hold you to it, though. Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks, all right, Teddy. Bro.
I can't wait, man. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thanks,
See
Teddy.
Ya. Bye.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy driving you home for your Tuesday, Arvo. All thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how they're getting to net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
True power. Miley Cyrus has true power. Rockets up the charts with their songs.
Yes, that's true. And she can ride a wrecking ball.
Ooh, well, the wrecking ball is actually going through her family at the moment. There's drama after drama, and the latest drama I'm going to tell you about soon. But up next, we're going to have some musical fun.
Yeah, we are, because we're going to pit our minds against each other. And the person who wins,
you get
$1,000, and the person who loses kicked off the show. It's high stakes stuff next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do Carrie Tommy know about songs and hits? When it comes to music, do they know their stuff? Have they paid attention to the music through the years? It's time now for the music trivia quiz.
I said it's time now for the music trivia quiz.
Ooh, because would you like to know your category this week?
What have you got for me?
New releases.
Oh, I feel like this could be my hitting zone.
Yes.
I like new music.
Do you?
I do.
Of course we do on this show.
I do, yeah.
We are. We both do truly and contractually.
Yes.
Yes. First question. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer. Are you familiar with it?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, did a bit of a tour recently.
Oh, she must be a new up and comer.
Yeah, she's
I know the song Cruel Summer.
Okay, it spent how many weeks on the charts?
I'm going to say 20.
20. Would you like me to make it into a multiple choice question?
Sure.
29, 39, or 49?
29.
Ooh. Incorrect. It was 49.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yes. You said this was going to be your era.
I thought you were going to play me a little bit. You know, I like to hear a little bit.
Oh, Oh, that is a 49 song.
Yeah, isn't it?
Not a 50 though.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to take a wild punt and say I reckon she's going to get one more out of that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon she might. It's currently at number 5.
Oh.
Mm. Currently sitting at number 13 on Billboard's Global 200.
Mm-hmm.
Bling Bang Bang Born.
Okay, maybe I don't know my new music.
Once again, that's Bling Bang Bang Born, which is the method of making babies.
I was going to say, is that how babies are made?
Is by which artist?
Bling Bang Bang Born.
Mm. It was also your nickname in high school.
What's it sitting? 13.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me Can you give me where they're from?
Japanese.
I can play a bit for you if you
yep.
like.
Sing along, Carrie. I know the words.
Creepy nuts. These creepy nuts.
I wonder why producer George was staring at me.
Just looked under the desk and then said, oh, creepy nuts.
That's not, no one.
George,
you're
misunderstanding of the competitive ones. You can just show Carrie the answer. But yes, creepy nuts, you got that one incorrect. I'm very sorry.
It's got to be a quiz everyone can enjoy and participate in. No one knows that song or Creepy Nuts.
Creepy Nuts has cracked it. Sophie Ellis Bextor's Murder on the Dance Floor and Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten have both re-entered the charts after being featured in which films?
Saltburn. Oh, I don't know the other one.
So Saltburn is correct.
Yeah, I don't know the Natasha Bedingfield one.
Anything But You.
Oh.
Yep. Anyone but you, Creepy Nuts. Beyonce's Texas Hold'em is entering its second
such
week.
Such a tune. I hate that. I love it. Look at you go. You did not like that and now you're clicking along to it.
Sorry, I'm trying to get involved for radio.
Do you like it now? Be honest.
We play it. Absolutely, I like
no,
it.
No, do you like it?
Love it. I just wish Beyonce was giving us more of her music.
Okay.
Like, good on her for branching out.
I like
but
when
also,
she sneezes.
It's Choo! Weird that you don't like it because you know he's got a writing credit on that song.
Dolly?
No.
Huh.
Timmy Big Problems.
Has he?
Yeah.
Maybe this is what he was trying to get onto me the other day about. Because I had.
What have you done?
I just had.
I regret nothing.
Why?
Yet.
I just got home and I found.
We don't care what happened with you and Timmy Big Problems. It's a fictional character.
So Texas Hold'em is entering its second week on top of the charts. How many number ones has Beyonce had?
Oh.
Would you like it as a multiple choice question?
Yeah. Can we think of some of them? Single Ladies, Cuff It. I reckon she's had.
Drunk in Love.
Halo.
I reckon she's had 10.
Okay. Would you like it in multiple choice? 6, 9, or 16?
9.
9 is correct. Well done, Carrie. In a resurfaced clip, Travis Kelce played a game of Marry, Kiss, Kill, choosing between Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and Ariana Grande. What did he decide to do with Taylor Swift? Was it Marry, Kiss, or Kill?
I think he said he wanted to marry Katy Perry. I think he wanted to kill Taylor Swift, didn't he?
Dude. Whoa. Incorrect. He wanted to kiss her.
Oh, did he? Who did he want to kill?
Ariana Grande.
That's not very nice.
Why did you have to finish on a negative?
Is it my turn to quiz you up next?
Yeah. Carrie and
Tommy. From 3 till 6 for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, we're in the middle of this. Do Carrie Tommy know about songs and hits? When it comes to music, do they know their stuff? Have they paid attention to the music through the years? It's time now for the music trivia quiz. I said it's time now for the music trivia quiz.
His voice gets so low there.
Yes.
The man that normally's like, hi guys. It's hard to believe that's him, you know?
What do you mean? You know who that is? That's Barry Black.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I thought it was that audio guy, Jez.
No, that's Barry Black. Yeah, we got it on Cameo.
All right. Your, what do we call it?
Theme.
Is Disney songs.
I'll be good at this. I'll be real good at this.
Okay.
Can I have a crack at the answers without hearing the questions? Mm-hmm. One will be Moana.
No.
One will be The Little Mermaid.
Don't ruin the game. The song.
So one is
this song. You've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me.
Yeah.
is from which Disney movie? You got a friend in me.
It's
one of the, if you haven't seen it, this movie, you should see it. It is so good.
Friend in me. Is it? It's not Aladdin.
No.
I'm saying what it's not, and sure. I agree. It's not Aladdin. Is it? It's not The Little Mermaid.
No,
that's good. That's what I said as well. So
think
that's good.
Buzz, think Woody.
Oh, so.
I don't think you can talk about those, mate. Oh.
Yeah, remember I was Woody at Disneyland.
Oh, sorry.
And what movie was that from?
That was from the story.
Toy Story.
Of the Tory.
Have you not seen Toy Story?
I have seen Toy Story.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I did. I really did. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, with the Mr. Potato Head and
the
dinosaur. Yes, I like the dinosaur.
Did.
Ham.
Yes. Ham. I like Ham.
Yeah, Ham's best.
Yeah.
Which Disney
Hang on, sorry. Ham is Tom Hanks, isn't it?
No, that's Woody.
No, that's Woody.
Ham is the big guy. Is it John? No.
Sure.
It's a big guy, isn't it?
But yes, I can't remember the name.
Who's, okay.
Who plays Ham?
Which Disney princess?
John Goodman. Is it? Sorry, Carrie. No, I just need to know who Ham is.
John Ratzenberger.
That I've never seen that man, but
and
he's a big
Buzz
fella.
And who's Buzz again? That's, what's his name? Is it? Is Buzz Woody Allen?
No, it's not.
No.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Oh, my God. Two very different.
That is also, really different.
I was about to say George Clooney. He's not Buzz. Which Disney princess sings Someday My Prince Will Come?
That is Jasmine.
No, it's not.
Sorry, she did, but
what's
she sang
the
it to me. not in the movie. I knew that.
Just a girl called Jasmine sang it to
you. Yeah. And
do
she's a princess. Oh, this is, that's shocking, by the way. That is ear-piercing stuff. That would be
she
from one of the...
quite a lot of boyfriends.
Yes, it's Snow White.
It is Snow White.
Yes. Can you name one other of the dwarves other than Dopey?
Yeah, Grumpy.
Sneezy.
Smiley.
Less of you all guys' emotions.
What do the words Hakuna Matata mean from the song The Lion King?
It means have a wonderful day, does it?
No.
I've got it on my hand.
Well, then you should know. Does that, when you look at your hand, your wrist, he's got, if you can't see, which you can't because it's on radio, you've got a bracelet that says Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
And do you look down at that and think it's telling you every day to have a wonderful day?
I go, have a wonderful day. And I go, I will wrist.
Well, you're the only one in this team who's been to Africa.
Yes, and it's Tanzania, thanks. We can narrow it down.
Yeah.
I've forgotten to even say, because it's in the movie as well, how they all say, oh, mumbo jumbo is how you say hello. Yes.
What if you try and sing it?
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, wonderful,
what a wonderful day.
Yeah, so is that what it means?
Stop. Stop.
It means, how are you?
No worries.
Oh. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
A wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yes, it's our problem.
That's pretty, I'm pretty close.
No, it doesn't mean have a good day. It means no worries.
Yeah, and what will you have if you have no worries?
You'll
probably
have a good day.
A wonderful day.
Indeed. Idina Menzel, the famous
Dazelle
one.
Dazelle Nadim.
Who's that?
John Travolta.
John Travolta at the Oscars was trying to introduce her. He said, friend?
He goes, the wickedly talented, because she was in Wicked. Wickedly talented. Naldeem Dalzim.
Can we find that? It makes me laugh every time. Anyway, her name is Idina Menzel.
It is.
She's the voice artist behind which Disney princess songs?
It's in Frozen. I don't know what the...
Princess Elsa. She's Elsa from Frozen.
Yeah, well, that was pretty good.
I thought that was Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell in Frozen, Elsa? Have I got it wrong? Anna?
Maybe she is the voice actor and there's a different one singing.
No, because I thought she sang.
No, that's right.
It's all right. Lots of people get things wrong.
Can you find out what
John
Kristen
Travolta.
Bell is?
Anna.
Who is?
Kristen Bell.
Oh, Kristen Bell is Anna.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Mm. There we go. And A Whole New World, performed by Pierre Bill Bryson and Regina Bell, is the theme song to which Disney film?
So, again, it's old. It's very old. So I would think it's Aladdin.
A Whole New World.
Is it?
A Whole New World. Don't you dare close your eyes.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want you.
It is scary in the
so
dark.
There's so much to see. It's a whole new world.
But at some stage, you've got to. You get exhausted.
I used to sing this just with such... fashion.
When you were 25, you were embarrassingly old.
I was only about 18 or something.
Oh, my God.
At sailing camp?
Yeah, on the front of the boat. No.
Let's do Titanic. No.
Have you got John Travolta there for us, please?
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazzy.
Her name's Adina Menzel.
Carrie and Tommy.
For some reason, I'm obsessed with the Cyrus family at the moment, the Miley Cyrus clan.
What do you mean? Not for some reason, because the mum's...
Yes. So last week I told you how Miley Cyrus's mum reportedly stole Noah Cyrus, who's the daughter, Miley's sister's boyfriend off her and went and married him.
They've hooked up with the same guy, and that's a daughter mum doing that. It's a spicy story because...
It's a lot.
But mind you, I've since seen them, and he made the right choice.
But you know what's weird as well?
Ouch.
What? He did. The mum's beautiful.
Tish's, yeah.
Yeah.
Hottie.
Yeah. What about also, the daughter? What do you think?
Which one? You know they both remarried to Australians.
Did they?
Yeah. So the guy, Dominic...
Yes, Purcell. Purcell.
Ficus.
He's an Aussie. And then Billy Ray is married to, I forget her name, but an Aussie lady.
Fire Rose is her name.
Fire Rose, that's right.
How could I forget?
How could you forget that typical Aussie name, yeah, Fire Rose. Anyway, Miley's mum, Tish... has made quite the outlandish comment that she thinks she would have been a better parent if she'd started smoking weed when she had younger kids. Right. She
Carrie
was speaking on
her arguments.
She was speaking on her podcast, you know, the one Sorry We're Stoned, that podcast. And she
I bet you do.
And also, you're not sorry.
And she was speaking with Wiz Khalifa, who was her special guest.
Oh my God. Hey, did she just get stoners on the show?
I don't know. But this is him telling her, you've got to remember that her daughter Brandy also co-hosts the podcast. So you'll hear Brandy in here going, yes, mum, yes.
What don't this family share?
I know. This is her talking about how she thinks she would have been a better parent if she'd started smoking weed younger.
I didn't smoke pot when I had kids. Mm-hmm. I didn't start smoking until I was like 46.
That's awesome.
But I think I would have been a better parent
mm.
if I would have smoked then. Mm-hmm. I think I would have been like, I don't know, school projects. I yeah. would have
more tolerant,
fun
more
and
tolerant
tolerated where I was just like, ugh, you know. Yeah. And so I really do wish I had smoked then.
Yeah, it helps.
Does Wiz have kids?
I don't know.
It helps, yeah. Does it?
Wiz has got heaps of kids.
Does he do school projects and stuff?
I don't know. Oh. Wiz is pretty sweet.
Is he?
But also, that just sounds like two stone people talking. I'm sure they've cut out all the silences where they're just going, yeah.
Also, how would that help school projects? I mean, I know that.
But she doesn't
insane.
Even know. She didn't even know what it was going to help. She said it would help school projects.
Anyway, should we get a bit of Miley on in back-to-back-to-back today?
Party in the USA.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I've just hit that age where I've realised we've all got to be a bit nicer. And I've decided I've got to clean up the internet.
Just you solely going to go around and just, what, de-rid the internet of negative comments?
I'm just going to address some stuff that I think is not on.
Have you ever done that yourself on the internet, left a hurtful comment?
No. So, yesterday.
What do they say? It starts at home. What's the phrase?
I don't know. It starts here. That's where it starts. So yesterday we were talking about Fergie's famous rendition of the American anthem and how maybe some people thought it wasn't very good. Well, an 8-year-old now has sung at an Indiana Pacers game in the NBA. She's sung the national anthem. Now, her name is Kinsley Murray, mm-hmm. and she's been singing anthems around the country, mm-hmm. and so the Pacers got her up, and they tapped her on the shoulder, and they said, we'd love for you to sing the anthem before our game.
Nerve-wracking experience.
Yeah, and it was great. Have a listen. This is her. Don't know where you are. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I could not hit those notes.
And home, yeah,
no, stop. This is not fair to play that to me and I'm not allowed to laugh.
Well, I don't know
my
why.
My favourite.
Yeah. So it's great. It's just a young kid having a go. And this is.
You can't. This is negging.
This is, Carrie, and this is. This is.
I don't think I really know what negging is, but I feel like this is either. Negging.
But anyway, so this is what I want to clean up. So there's been a lot of comments under this video. And I just don't think it's on. But Kelly said, my God, it sounds like she's pooping glass.
Oh, and pooping's such a dumb word.
I just don't think that stuff is needed.
What would your comment to that be?
Alex has said, why pick a key when you can pick them all? Kelly,
that's so funny.
You're not meant to. So this stuff's just not on. Even Laurie, this isn't even a joke. She just said, why are we throwing praise at this? It was terrible. And too many people have apparently foisted this no talent little girl who's growing up thinking she's all that on the public by massacring our beloved anthem.
Whose fault is this?
We don't need your input. Even M here, they've said the budget must have been tight this year.
A genuine question. Yes. If that's what your kid sounds like, at what point, whose fault is it that she was allowed on that stage?
Well, Real Jack Wilder said, tell me your dad owns the Indiana Pacers without telling me your dad owns the Indiana Pacers.
No. But then again, your kid and they get the opportunity, are you not going to say to them, honey, your voice is not very good? You'd go take any opportunity you can, honey. You go absolutely give it your best shot, and then you'd run away and pretend they weren't yours.
Kerry, I don't know why you're laughing. This stuff's not funny. Liz said, imagine going to school the next day. I reckon she'll have a great time. That's fine. Because, of course, everyone will be like, hey, you did a great job with the anthem. Carter has said, Fergie is her vocal coach. And that's got nearly 500,000 likes, that comment. There should be a dislike button. We dislike negativity like that. How's this? This person, they're so gutless, they haven't even put their name. And it says, this got to be Make-A-Wish. See, that stuff, I'm just here to say, guys, we've got to clean up the internet. And that
stuff. While we're on it, I'd prefer you start speaking more kindly about Madonna. Because I think if you want to talk about negativity.
I agree.
Every time we play her, you talk about how old she is and she's over the hill. And I think it's not very nice.
I say the hill's so far in her rearview mirror that her failing eyesight can't even see it. And you're right. I've got to clean up those comments because they're not on either.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up. Thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.